Greetings, Calvary and friends. This is Pastor Walton. Once again, during this coronavirus critical time, however, we are the Church of Jesus Christ. We are the Church of the Living God. And so that means that even though we cannot gather in a building right now, we are still the church because the church is in us. And so I want to encourage you today, and I want to say God bless you on this Palm Sunday weekend as we begin Holy Week, as we walk with our Savior toward the cross of Calvary where he died for the remission of our sins. Amen. That's good news. Amen. And that is the gospel message, that Jesus was born, that Jesus died, that Jesus rose, and that Jesus is coming again. I want to draw your attention to the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 11. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And the Word of God reads as follows. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude, spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing, understanding and application of his holy word taken from Matthew 21, 1 through 11. Let's pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to preach as God shall guide from the subject, no entrance, no exit. One of the things I'm learning to do upon entering unfamiliar places is to, once I come in, is to look around for the exits. We recently did an active shooter drill at Calvary, and so this has been kind of on my mind ever since. Funny thing about entrances and exits, they make movies great. Great movies, they've got to get your attention, and great movies, they also leave you desiring more. So entrances and exits make movies great. For example, the pilot of a new sitcom, whenever they first show it, their sample or their test run, which is called the pilot. Pilot of a new sitcom is its entrance. It's how it enters the scene. And if it has a good run, people will make sure that they watch the final episode, no matter how many years it's been running. Why? To see how it all ends, because they want to see how it exits. And then, for example, in terms of people, some people make late entrances. they call it being fashionably late. And for example, I know we all have some church stories from when we were children, but I grew up in a church where one man would notoriously smoke his cigarette outside the back door of the church in the back parking lot. And because we kids, we always watched the adults, we had the adults down, just like our kids have us down. And after he would finish and he would smash that cigarette on the ground, he would come in and strut all the way up to the front of the church and take his seat. And we used to get a kick out of that. Some people not only make fashionably late entrances, they also make early exits. For example, whenever you're around people who may need extra security or are very famous, or just sometimes people who are rude, or sometimes people who just want to be seen, you will likely see them make an exit before an event is over. When I was a boy, this wasn't so much possible, particularly if the famous person or the person who was speaking was at a microphone, because at that time, microphones were stationary, letting you know how old I am. But with the advent of wireless mics about 30 years ago, a lot of churches had them about 25, 30 years ago, people would walk around and leave a place and you wouldn't know that they were gone. And then in terms of another category, royalty. Think about royalty. Think about the royals in Great Britain, etc. Royalty has always been the most grand in making entrances and exits. We have read books and watched news stories and watched movies and documentaries about royalty and seeing how great their entrances, their processionals, and their exits, their recessionals were. Some time ago, coronavirus made an entrance. According to an April 2nd, 2020 article in the New York Times, the coronavirus, which surfaced in a Chinese seafood and poultry market late last year, has spread to at least 171 countries, killing more than 38,000 and sickening hundreds of thousands of people in a matter of weeks. The World Health Organization has declared the situation, what we know, is a pandemic. Then the article gives a timeline of its entrance into various parts of the world. And I don't have time to detail all of it, but it's quite long. But since December 31st, 2019, when Chinese authorities treated dozens of cases of pneumonia of unknown cause, to January the 11th, when China reported its first death from the coronavirus, all the way up until last week, where more stay-at-home directives were issued, this virus has made quite an entrance. It has entered our country, our state, our city, and hit the north side and north suburbs of Milwaukee, where African Americans reside in our city, particularly hard. But just today, I was excited to read about a possible vaccine being tested at the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. This reminded me even the more that this too shall pass. I don't know about you, Calvary, but isn't it good to know the Lord? Isn't it a blessing and more than a blessing to know that the Lord will make a way somehow? That's why we've been singing for years about Jesus being our best friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything. That means COVID-19, the coronavirus, even that to God in prayer. Well, I don't want to keep you too long, but I am on your computer, I'm on your smartphone or your tablet right now to let you know, to encourage you and let you know that coronavirus, hear this, may have made a strong entrance, but one day, and we hope it soon, is going to make a very weak exit. It has done and is still doing a lot of damage, but one day it will not have the power it has right now because our God is in charge of coronavirus. Somebody ought to say amen to that. One day coronavirus is going to be over and it will be a memory. God permitted it for purposes only he knows. We don't thank God for coronavirus, but we thank God that he is still God in the midst of coronavirus. And just like he did with those nations that he used to punish the children of Israel, God can make coronavirus behave. I hear somebody saying, Pastor, I heard you talk about entrances and I heard you talk about exits. I heard you talk about how people make entrances late and leave early. And I heard you talk about royalty and heads of state with professionals, processionals, and recessionals. And Pastor, I heard you talk about coronavirus and how God permitted it and how God will one day take it out. But tell me, Pastor, why is your message called No Entrance and No Exit? Well, I'm glad you asked. My sermon is titled No Entrance, No Exit, because my sermon is not about people who make late entrances and early exits. Nor is my sermon about earthly limited royalty and earthly limited heads of state who process and recess. Furthermore, my sermon is really not about coronavirus and COVID-19. On the contrary, my sermon is about Jesus. And when Jesus rode in on the two donkeys together, according to Matthew's gospel, if that was the first time he'd ever entered like some stranger, he would not be fit to be our Savior. The only reason Jesus is fit to be our Savior is because he is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what the Gospel of John says. And so the reason I named this sermon No Entrance, No Exit is because Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He has no beginning and he has no end. In other words, I'm trying to let you know that he never made an entrance and he'll never make an exit. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 promises me that I will be forever with the Lord. This is not a promise for unbelievers because our names as believers are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Romans 20:11-15 lets us know that while Jesus will make an exit forever from the world, he will never make an exit from us. That's why I can smile and go to sleep at night, because before coronavirus, God is. That's why we need to tell a dying and a frightened world right now, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, I hear somebody saying, well, Pastor, what if you get the virus? Well, if I get the virus, my account is already settled because Jesus paid it all. I know I'm going to heaven. I don't know about anybody else. Listen, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 14:8, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. But that is only for Christians who have received Jesus Christ as Savior. Romans 5:8 says it this way, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today? If you'd like to receive him, pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, but I believe you died on the cross to save me from my sins. And right now, I ask you into my heart. If you have prayed that prayer in sincerity, you are saved, and we congratulate you. If you are listening without a church home, when this crisis has ended, and we believe that it will end, please come and visit us at 9:30 a.m. for worship, 8:15 a.m. for church school as we study the Word of God. And then I want to just leave you with these words. Jesus, 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 the words of that great hymn. There is something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there is something about that name. I want you to know, Calvary, friends and family, that Jesus will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. That means you in your living room, you in your kitchen, you in your bedroom, you wherever it is that you are, whether you're lonely, whether you're feeling sick, whether you're distressed, whether you're happy as can be, he promised that he would be with us even to the end of the world. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. May God bless you and smile upon you this holy week. Amen.